I am talking to a representative of one of the cities that I truly think is one of the premier municipalities in all of Niagara. I am delighted to be joined by Amanda DeGazio, the Manager of Business and Community Services for the City of Welland. How are you doing today, Amanda?
I'm great. Thank you very much. What a warm entry. I love that. It's great.
I really do. We visit Welland, and I hope they're not just for residents. We actually go to the kayak and the canoe, and it's a fantastic service.
Thank you. We love that place too. No, and it's welcome. Everybody's welcome.
Okay, so we're from Niagara. No one's going to be like, they're not from here. Tell them to get out of there.
Nah, we charge you a little bit, but no, I'm joking. We all charge everybody the same.
Okay, all right. There's no false premium.
No.
At least that we know about. Welland is about loving parks. I think you have great services. It's a beautiful city. It's a great place to go. But very specifically, you have a new initiative called Love My Park. Could you tell our listeners about this initiative?
Yes, absolutely. So we do have Love My Park. Welland has a lot of parks. We have a lot of green space, and we love them all. But we wanted to show a little bit more love to some of them, and we really wanted to get the community involved. Sometimes you look at a park and you just think, do I want to go there? Can I go there? We want everyone to be at a park, whether you're 3 months old, 105, it doesn't matter. Everybody's welcome, and we want everyone to participate. So we asked our city council to team up in their wards and pick a park that they've heard about or they know that needs a little bit of love. And we got the 6 parks, and we're going to start on June 2nd at Bridlewood Park with Ward 1, and we're going right through till August 10th with Ward 3. They're kind of mix and matched in there. We're going to have staff out there, councils out there, and we really want to hear what people in their neighborhoods want to do with their park. It could be a picnic bench. It could be a bench just to sit on. It can be lounges. It can be anything. It's not just playgrounds. It's how do you want to use your park in a nutshell.
No, I mean, it sounds like a great initiative, and I like the way you've organized it. And I want to sort of echo the first thing that you said about wanting people to be in parks. And parks are important hubs, and you know, mm-hmm. for people new to the community, it's a chance to meet people. For parents mm-hmm. that might want to meet other supportive families, it gives your kids places to play. Like, parks are just, they're just wonderful.
They're wonderful. And, you know, it's a good information for us too. People can meet us and see what we're about, and we can meet them, and neighborhood can meet each other, because you don't always see that to happen. You know, everyone's busy now, right? So it's also gives you a place to meet your neighbors. And then maybe, you know, you have a neighborhood barbecue, or and things form from that. And that's really what we're focusing on. And also that parks aren't just summer. They're all season long, every season. So maybe you want to see something to do something in the winter. Let us know about that too, because it's not just summer.
Now that's an interesting idea, and I, you know, I would wonder what that would look like, and I'm gonna ask you about that. Though I guess that's the point is that you're asking residents about their idea, and mm-hmm. let me just be crystal clear, the engagements are at the parks themselves.
Yes.
Interesting. How'd you come up with that idea?
We wanted to be where they are. We wanted to see the space, feel the space, and you know, some people might not have even actually been to their neighborhood park, so bring people to their actual park so that they know what it is. And it could be, you know, I might use my dad's park as my neighborhood park because I go there for dinners on Sundays, and that's where the family all goes, and we take our nephews or things like that. So it might not just be your specific park, but it could be your family park. So how do you use it? How do you want to use it? And we wanted to be in that space with everybody and really feel it.
That makes sense. One of the things I know that Welland does fantastic. I mean, I think all our municipalities in this territory do a great job of it. But Welland does a good job consulting with residents, making sure to get their feedback and input. But is this a first off for something like this?
It's a first. It's hopefully we see it grow. But this is the 2023 one. It's the first time we've ever done something to this extent. And we just kind of wanted to see what we could do now this year so that we can either get it done right away or maybe in this fall. But we really wanted to see where we can take off. And if it's, you know, people participate and we see that it's something that people want, maybe we do continue it on for, you know, years to come and it becomes a yearly initiative.
Interesting. Really, really interesting. I'm curious about the logistics of like, how is preparing for this different than any other engagement that you might normally have?
I think it's we smile a lot when we're dealing with it and we're talking about it, you know, even in the Love My Park. So even like, communications is part of it. Our camp staff is part of it. Our parks department's part of it. Everyone's in community services and corporate are very much a part of this project. And it kind of all makes us smile. It's like the feel good stuff. You know, I always say that we're the fun department. Because we're rec and we're parks, and that's what we get to do, and we get to be out in the grass and play all day long, and now we get to enjoy our residents and doing the same thing. So it ever makes everybody smile. So we have, you know, games planned for kids because we want to hear what kids have to say. We have, you know, conversations that we can have with parents or, you know, residents who, you know, people like me who don't have kids who just want to go maybe read a book in a park underneath a tree. So things like that. So it's really fun. It makes us all smile.
It's such a neat idea. How did you pick the? Is this every park in Welland that you'll be going to?
No. So it's six parks. The councilors, like I said, we asked our council. You know what your residents have to say about their parks. Is there a park that needs a little bit more love? Is there a park that you kind of heard about? Is there a park that you say and your head kind of tilts to the one side, going, hmm. And we asked them to bring those parks forward. So we have six parks, one in each ward. So it's spread across the whole city. And those are the one parks we're looking at this year. Not to mention all the other parks that all have plans too. So this is just one specific thing we're doing at a certain park. Now, all other parks are getting worked on, and we have plans for a lot of different parks. But these parks are the parks that just make you go, hmm. And we wanted to focus on those, give them a little love.
It makes a lot of sense, and so I'm glad these are the parks that make you go hmm. That's very, very thought provoking. Now I'm sure you engage with people from other municipalities and, mm-hmm. and other territories. How do you measure the quality of parks from your perspective as a park and fun professional against other territories and how they do it?
We meet, we talk, we work with all our neighboring municipalities. We meet on a monthly basis, not so much in the summer because it's all of our crazy time for good reasons. But we all meet at conferences, we meet in Zoom meetings, and we all talk about what works for them, what doesn't work, and then maybe take some really good ideas that they have and manipulate it to work better for us. Because you know what, each municipality, we all have our different vibe, if you want to say it, or you know, we all have our own little flavor. So we work it to make things work for our own and then see how we go and then tweak as we need to. So we definitely, you know, look to what everybody does and then just kind of make it your own a little bit.
No, that sounds really neat, and it sounds like an absolutely fantastic way to go about it. Do you you're doing something different that definitely your city has never done before. Can you anticipate that maybe you'll find some new ways to engage people and this could even potentially create future opportunities to engage with residents even better?
I hope so. It's all learning, and that's what I think the funnest part about it is getting to see how people like to communicate and how people like to be engaged. You know, do you like to go at one location? Do you like to go into the park? Because you mentioned that, like, you're going to each park. Yep, because we want to be in this space. Or are people more online, because you can't go to that day. So we also have the online Engage Welland, where people can share ideas and see some ideas and put their thoughts there, too. So we kind of are trying to do a little bit of everything to see what works the best, and then maybe we'll learn along the way of how we can target Welland a little bit more.
That sounds really good. How much has your vision of the ideal park shifted since before you were working in this field and now that you have all this experience working directly with parks and fun?
I definitely get into it. I get to go to the parks a lot more now. So I look at them. I definitely see them more now as a fun space to be as opposed to a place that I would just pass by. Like I said, I don't have kids, so I never would think about going to a park. And now my ideas have shifted saying parks don't just have to be for kids. I could sit under a tree and read a book, and it's perfectly great. So we all have to realize, and I think we learned in the last couple of years of how good green space is and how much we can enjoy just sitting outside. So that's kind of where I've learned and gained a different perspective from previous fields that I've worked in.
That makes a lot of sense. How much does this particular project overlap with your broader role as the manager of business and community services?
I get to work with all of our partners, all of our groups. I work with our recreation coordinators who put on all the events. So we are responsible for activating all of our spaces. So whether it be Empire Sportsplex, the rec rentals at the docks, the swimming docks, you know, the amphitheater, the festivals and events. So I truly am get to have the fun. And then our Dave, who is our manager of Parks and Open Spaces, his team works so hard to keep our outdoors looking great. And then our facilities department, they make sure our facilities are working functional so that our team can go in and have the fun and put on the parties. So it's a truly huge group that comes together to make all these work, and it's so fun to do it.
Fantastic. It's been fun to talk to you. Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you want to make sure our listeners are aware of?
I think I want everyone to engage. Think about parks in a different way, that it doesn't just have to be a playground. It could be for everybody. And think how you would like to use a park, and that's how we want to hear, and that's what we want to hear about.
And I've gone way out of my way. I've wanted to ask you what makes the great park, but I think that's what you're trying to find out. So I've gone out of my way to not ask you that question, to leave it up to the listeners, right? That's
exactly.
That's the end hope out of all of this.
Absolutely. We want to hear from everybody to see what they want, what they would like in a park, and then we'll try to do as much as we can to do that.
So for people that didn't memorize the entire schedule, which we shared with them, and if you would have paid attention with a pen and paper, you could already know where all these engagements are. But in case they didn't, what's the easiest way for people to know how to engage with Love My Park?
Yeah, absolutely. So Engage Welland or welland.ca, and you can click on the Engage Welland button. Everything is there, including maps of the parks, how to engage, even starter ideas are there. Dates, times, everything is available at Engage Welland.
Now, personally, I think everybody should get their audio news from 610 CKTV, but there is a podcast, What's Up Welland?
There is, and it's also attached to the Engage Welland as well. So you can hear all this from our director and from our manager of Parks and Open Spaces, who also talk about all of this.
Okay, perfect. As a total aside, I'm talking to What's Up Welland on the podcast next week, separate from my radio responsibilities. Do you know the people there? Do you have any tips for me in dealing with them?
They are just as wacky as I am, so it's great. You'll be fine.
Okay, that sounds
yeah, no, they're both great. If you're dealing with one of them, they were from our rec team before, so you know, we just like to go everywhere. So you're good to go.
So I can verbatim say that Amanda said that this could go wacky.
Yes, but like in the best possible way.
Okay, perfect. All right. I'm going to hold you to that. If it makes its way into What's Up Welland, it's because of this interview right now that happened. Thank you for your time, Amanda.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me.
All right. Amanda DeGazio, the Welland Manager of Business and Community Services, is loving parks in Welland. It sounds like a really innovative initiative. I'm glad that I got to play a small role in helping to raise some good awareness.